Over the next 1 minute, the following will take place in different parts of the world. 58 airplanes will take off from different airports and different airstrips. 116 people will get married. 144 people will move to a new home. 11,319 packages will be delivered by UPS. 83,300 people will have sex. 243,000 and much more photos will be uploaded to Facebook. 5,441,400 pounds of garbage will be created. 136,824,000 pounds of carbon dioxide will be released into the atmosphere as a byproduct of burning fossil fuels. Over 7 billion human hearts will beat over 500 million times. That's according to the American Heart Association. This fact and figures have been called from theatlantic.com. Now, can you imagine the number of things that happen within just 1 minute? Please note that I have not reeled out these facts and figures just to impress you or while away time or bore you to tears, but to reaffirm the fact that so much can happen within just 1 minute. And if you give me the next 9 minutes of your attention, I will share with you three keys that you can use to deal with distraction so that you become more productive and prosperous in your different projects and endeavors. So stay tuned and pay attention, because I'll be back to tell you more.
You are born for a special purpose. You were divinely designed to make a positive difference in this world. Be empowered as Dami shares words of wisdom to help you unleash your true glory. Receive a fresh infusion of faith to take on the amazing possibilities of this week. This is Wisdom for Your Week.
Today, we're continuing our series tagged Overcoming Obstacles. And this has been specially designed to help you leap over the hurdles and the barriers that stop you from actualizing your full potential. Let's deal with distraction today. We live in a generation where we are bombarded by the media. Different streams of information gush at us, online and offline. People are pulling at you, trying to get your attention, trying to get you to invest in this or share an opinion on that. It's a generation where people are pouring in all kinds of ideas and pictures and images and arguments and projections and aspirations. As a matter of fact, I stumbled on a very interesting piece of information, and it's the fact that over 100 billion email messages are sent daily. Think about that. That's gigantic. That's enormous. You possibly receive some dozens yourself or scores of them. But what would impress you is the fact that only about 14% of those messages are important. Yet, we devote so much of our time to those things, and it becomes important for us to safeguard our energy, safeguard our focus, and to become more effective. To realize that not everything deserves our attention, not everything deserves our involvement, not every conversation deserves our creative expression. So how do you deal with distraction? How do you filter out the different elements that are not necessary for the fulfillment of your destiny and your purpose? How do you overcome distraction that does not only sound like destruction, but could actually lead to it? Look at what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 25. It says, "Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. The first key to dealing with distraction is focus. Focus. To focus means to concentrate on something and to channel your attention to a defined direction. Now, whatever you concentrate on will become concentrated in your life. Let me say that again. Whatever you concentrate on will become concentrated in your life. Your focus determines your feelings. Your focus determines your fruitfulness. Your focus determines the results you will get. The most productive people in the world are not just those who are intelligent and smart and intellectually stimulating or engaging. They are those who have mastered their focus, those who have mastered where to channel their attention to. Please notice that your attention has mega value. It has significant impact on the GDP. Believe that. You know, when we talk about attention, we say pay attention. The adjective pay there is indicative of the fact that your attention has a price, has a cost, it has a value. That's why the mega corporations of this world, think about them, the tech companies or the food companies or the fashion companies, they spend millions of dollars, in some cases billions of dollars, trying to get your attention. They understand that whoever gets your attention determines your direction. So understand that for you to deal with distraction, you have to define your focus at the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the week, at the beginning of every month. You separate yourself and take out time in the place of prayer to say, what is it that I'm going to do? What am I going to devote my attention to today, this week, this month? What is going to gain my focus? What am I going to give my focus to? The second thing you can do is to create a system where you identify and eliminate time wasters. There are certain conversations that are going nowhere, that have no value to you, that have no kind of grace to the mix of your destiny, but they are there to deplete you, to drain you, to upset you, to frustrate you, to discourage you, to disconnect you. And you have to ask yourself, what are the time wasters in my life? Now, some of those things are not bad things. They could be things like spending an extra 30 minutes in front of the mirror, an extra 30 minutes watching television, an extra 30 minutes on the BlackBerry message. And those 30 minutes here and there come together into a massive chunk of time that you have lost. You possibly have heard this illustration before about how if you sleep 8 hours a day, by the time you're 75, you would have slept for 25 years of your life. You would have slept away a third of your life. Now, that's just to reaffirm the fact that every moment counts, every chunk of time counts, and you must begin to identify the time wasters in your life, the things that are going nowhere, that are draining you, that are stealing from you, that are like leeches sucking the very blood out of your life and draining you of the much needed quality. It's extremely important to pinpoint and to identify the time wasters in your life. Those are the activities, the conversations, the engagements that take from you but do not deliver commensurate value. Identify what they are and nip them in the bud. Number three, ask God to direct your path. Ask God to lead you, to order your steps. Now understand that as humans, we live within time. We operate in time, but God lives outside of time and is able to give you the panoramic view of your life and your destiny and tell you what you ought to focus on, what you ought to avoid, where you ought to go, how you ought to operate. And when you do this, when you start your day with God, instead of starting with your email messages or your Instagram pictures or your Twitter feeds or your Facebook timelines and pictures, if once you start your day with God, He orders your steps and it moves you away from those difficult, time-wasting, life-draining, destiny-destroying conversations to the ones that are edifying and energizing and inspiring, to the ones that hold greater prospects to deliver the full weight of your resources, of your life, and of your purpose. We're going to pray at this time. So remember the three things. Number one, master your focus and pay attention to the things that really matter. Number two, identify and eliminate the time wasters in your life. Protect your chunks of time. Block out time in the course of the day. And know that you are not controlled by social media and by the things that pull at your attention. And number three, trust God to be the one who plans your day, who schedules your activities, and who monitors the way you disburse your time. Now let's pray. God, we thank you so much for keeping us alive and keeping your breath in us and giving us the wisdom to be able to operate and function as humans, but more so as your children. And as we go into this week, we receive the wisdom, the discipline, the clarity, the presence of mind to be able to maximize every moment, that we will not allow the minutes to slip through our fingers and go down the drain, but we will be refired and refocused at every point in time to master our attention and to channel our strengths to the things that really matter. We receive this with thanksgiving. We give you all the praise and glory, for it's done right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you know somebody who's easily distracted, who's here, there, and almost everywhere, why not send this to them and let them be blessed by it? And remember, as you do that, as you go out this week, you are the answer to somebody's question. You are the solution to somebody's problem. So go out there today and every day. Make a positive difference, because the world is waiting for you.
You have been blessed by these words of wisdom. Now pass it on and be a blessing to somebody too. If you would like to receive more insights for your spiritual growth, visit www.askdammy.com/wisdom. You can also send a text message to +447 586 477 886. Have an amazing week!